Welcome back to The Roundtable. I'm Sarah LaDuke. For this hour of the show, we'll wrap up the year in music with Will Hermes. Will is a senior critic for Rolling Stone and a contributor to NPR's All Things Considered. It is the end of another year, if you can believe it. I feel like we just did this.
We did just do this. We blinked ourselves into a time warp, and it's the end of 2012.
But a good way to keep track of the fact that there was, in that blink, another year is all new music to talk about.
Yes, all the music came also in a blink.
Right.
It came, it went. So it's good that we get to recap. And one of my favorite things to do at this time of year is get my car from the Mid-Hudson Valley and drive up here to do this segment and listen to all my favorite music of the year on the way up and, you know, at high volume, yelling out lyrics. And nobody else is in the car with me. So
you're not torturing anyone.
Yes. And I won't now because I got it out of my system.
The first thing we're going to talk about is your favorite rock album of the year.
Yeah, and that's the one that really prompts a lot of screaming along in the car because the guys actually designed the record. They're on record as saying they designed the record imagining their fans yelling along with the song. So you'll hear what I mean when we play a couple of songs from Japandroids. They are a group from Canada, from Vancouver, I believe. And this is not their first album, but it is far and away their moment. 8 songs, it's super short, and they just sort of boil down everything that's been great about rock and roll, sort of post-punk forward. It's, They get Bruce Springsteen, they get Tom Petty, they get Husker Du and punk rock, and they just sort of boil it down into these great songs with incredibly catchy sing-alongs. And it's just two guys, guitarist and drummer. They do it right. Let's listen to the first track on the album. It's called The Nights of Wine and Roses.
Japandroids with The Night of Wine and Roses from their album Celebration Rock. And since it's your favorite rock album of 2012, we're going to listen to a bit of another song.
Yeah, let's hear Fire's Highway.
Fire's Highway by Japandroids from their album Celebration Rock.
Okay, yeah. I'm sorry, I said I wasn't going to sing along, but I was singing along there just a little bit.
Wasn't bad. Wasn't bad.
Okay.
I could never, in good conscience, reprimand someone for singing along. Will, I am a notorious singer alonger.
All right, we'll just cut the mics for the benefit of the listeners. But I really think that is going to top a lot, or at least a number of best of lists this year. But I think the other rock record that is rivaling it is by an Australian guy named Kevin Parker, and he records under the moniker Tame Impala. And he made not just one of the greatest records this year, but two, because he did a record in collaboration with a French pop singer that was released under the name Melody's Echo Chamber, which is a really great record. You know, maybe nearly as good as his own record, which is called Lonerism. But this was the top record on the British NME year-end list, which is kind of the gold standard of British music magazines. I don't know that a lot of people are familiar with it here. It kind of was under the radar. But, he makes these psychedelic records that are sort of like you kind of wish the Flaming Lips still made. He's definitely into Syd Barrett and early Pink Floyd. And you'll hear Beatles in there, but the production is very thick and very woozy, and he also has great song titles. So let's start with a song that kind of lives up to its title. Feels Like We Only Go Backwards.
Feels Like We Only Go Backwards, Tame Impala, and we're going to listen to a song that might be the same length as its title, another song from Tame Impala. Nothing that has happened so far has been anything we could control.
Just out of our hands.
Tame Impala's record is Lonerism. It's pretty good, Will.
Yeah. Let's listen to one more. I guess it's sort of a rock record, sort of an arty folk pop rock record that came out of England, was lauded there highly. It won the Mercury Prize, which is like the biggest critical honor that you can get in the British pop music industry. I think hardly anybody has really heard it here. It was not on my radar until after it had come out. The group's called Alt J. The name of the record is An Awesome Wave. And they're kind of hard to describe. I've sort of glibly dubbed them Mumford & Sons with laptops.
Okay.
But they definitely have a British kind of choral thing going on. But also use electronics in very interesting ways, and the lead singer's voice is very unusual. You'll hear it here. This is a Fitz pleasure. I don't know if that's related to Fitzpatrick, but perhaps.
Tra la la tra la tra la la tra la la tra la tra la la tra la la tra la.
guilty pleasure.
An Awesome Wave is the album by Alt J. The song we've just heard, Fitz Pleasure. That guy has a weird voice.
That guy has a weird, sort of like a male Joanna Newsom, but somehow really, I've grown to kind of like it. Let's talk about R&B, because that really is the pop music story this year of how kind of mainstream-ish R&B became just much more fascinating, I think, much more creatively ambitious. The sort of rumbles began last year, but really kind of blossomed this year.
Mm-hmm.
And partly it was a producer-singer up in Toronto who records under the moniker Weekend. But the man of the year, and I think the record that's going to top most critics' polls across the board, is Frank Ocean. His record is Channel Orange. He got a lot of press for a blog post that he put up talking about a relationship that he had with a guy. And, you know, that's sort of like, you know, intimate sharing of information with fans, you know, especially you know, kind of coming out in a musical genre that's not known for having a lot of gay musicians who are out anyway,
right,
was really notable. But it would have meant very little if the songs were not really beautifully sung, beautifully written, and very innovative. I mean, he's got a very colloquial delivery that is, you know, incredibly sexy and, you know, lover man-ish, as, you know, male R&B singers are sort of by definition playing that part, but also very kind of, you know, self-aware and kind of self-critical. This first song, I think, sort of will sum that up. It's called Thinking About You.
A tornado flew around my room before you came. Excuse the mess it made. It usually doesn't rain in Southern California, much like Arizona. My eyes don't shed tears, but boy, they pour when I'm thinking about you. Oh, no, no, no. I've been thinking about you. You, no, no, no. I've been thinking about you. Do you think about me still? Do you, do you? Or do you not? So far ahead, 'cause I've been thinking about forever.
It's Frank Ocean with Thinking About You from his record Channel Orange. He's so good. Let's listen to another song of his.
Yeah, this was the song that he did on Saturday Night Live and a couple of other appearances. It's called Bad Religion.
Taxi driver, be my shrink for the hour. Leave the meter running. It's rush hour, so take the streets if you want to. Just outrun the demons, could you? He said, Allahu Akbar. I told him, don't curse me. Oh boy, you need prayer. I guess it couldn't hurt me. If it brings me to my knees, it's a bad religion. Ooh, it's unrequited love. To me, it's nothing but one-night calls. In cyanide and much styrofoam cup, I can never make them love me. Never make them love me. Love.
Frank Ocean with Bad Religion from his record Channel Orange.
Yes, R&B verite. His rival, I think, for the best R&B record of the year is a singer from Los Angeles named Miguel. And he had a record that really kind of stepped up his game. He's put out some music before that's been, you know, quite engaging, but Kaleidoscope Dream really sort of, you know, upped the ante. And the song for me on that album is called Adorn. So we can listen to a little bit of that. It just conjures Marvin Gaye's sexual healing in the best possible way, but updates it too.
Miguel with Adorn from an album that has such an albumy name, Kaleidoscope Dream.
Exactly. Might not be the most creative thing about the album, although it was kind of innovative in that he released it in these EPs in the same way that Weeknd did, you know, his full-length record, which I guess takes a little steam out of the full album release, but there's more good music on it.
Will Hermes is here sharing the best music of 2012, and we'll be back with more after this break. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.